Welcome back, Malik. I'm Calm, professional female. And today, we're turning our attention to the Quran, the central sacred text of Islam, and a work that has shaped faith, language, ethics, law, art, and daily life across many cultures for centuries. For Muslims, the Quran is not simply a book about God. It is received as the Word of God, revealed in Arabic to the Prophet Muhammad, and preserved through both written transmission and recitation. That distinction matters because the Quran is encountered not only by reading its meanings, but also by listening to its sound, memorizing its verses, reflecting on its guidance, and bringing its teachings into acts of worship and ordinary decisions. Approaching the Quran thoughtfully also means recognizing several layers at once. There is the text's historical setting in 7th century Arabia, its organization into chapters, known as surahs, and verses, known as ayat. Its distinctive use of narrative, imagery, argument, warning, and consolation, and its ongoing place in diverse Muslim communities. Familiar figures such as Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Mary, and Jesus appear within its pages, yet their stories are presented according to the Quran's own theological purposes and patterns. The Quran often invites its audience to pay attention to the natural world, to human character, to history, to injustice, and to the consequences of choice. Themes such as divine unity, mercy, accountability, gratitude, patience, charity, and care for the vulnerable recur throughout the text. At the same time, individual passages can raise important questions about context, interpretation, translation, and the relationship between scripture and tradition. Our aim is to approach this subject with clarity and respect, while distinguishing between what the Quran says, how Muslims have understood it, and how different readers may encounter it. Whether your interest is religious, historical, literary, or simply curious, learning how the Quran speaks and how it is heard offers a richer understanding of one of the world's most influential scriptures. So, as we begin, consider an opening question. What changes when a sacred text is understood not merely as words on a page, but as a recitation addressed directly to its listeners?